Hey everyone, welcome to Five More Minutes, the show where two friends relive their childhoods, or in some cases, learn about everything they missed out on. I'm Kendra.
And I'm Scott.
Hell yeah, you are, bitch.
It's a very toned down intro. Like, sorry. All calm and shit.
Well, I only took like two hits of weed before because we couldn't find a lighter. You know where all the little ones are burnt out, and then we were looking for this one, which was apparently in here on my desk.
Oh, there you go. Don't know why. Now you know. Nice.
Yeah. But I guess for our five fans, happy 100th episode.
Woo! 100! Crack the bottle of champagne.
Yeah, let's see if I get a nat 20.
Oh.
On this non-numbered dice that I made. I got a 2. The 2 is really close to the 20, though. Like, it's just, it so has close. A line, it has an aligning edge. Like, this one is the 2, and that one is the 20. Also, yeah. I went for my run, and I decided to do 1 mile less because I started before you sent me that text. And also because I cleaned my inhaler out after I used it last time. And then this has happened twice, where, like, it'll just, like, fizzle instead of coming out after I put the canister back in. So I wasted like 10 pumps trying to get it to go. And then when I finally got it to go, I like couldn't get it. And I shook it so much, I don't understand why it's happening.
That is strange.
So I didn't feel like I had inhaled enough of the stuff like deep enough because it came out like liquidy. So it was getting like stuck in my mouth.
And to just drink it.
Yeah. And it does not taste good. But I don't understand because I shook it really hard. But it keeps happening just like when I rinse it, because I like rinse the little red thing out with water, you know, because it gets like medicine buildup in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyways.
Oh, you know, got some more shoes.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm pretty bitter about the New Balances. I didn't want to do it on my school computer, so I was trying it on my phone, and I think I should have just done it on my school computer.
Yeah.
CAPTCHA just was not working on my phone.
That is weird. These showed up and they're pretty fancy.
Oh, nice.
You see like the sparkle in the sole? Kinda, I guess.
Kinda, it's kind of hard to see. I've seen pictures. I don't know if I've noticed a sparkle.
Got a little shine to it, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Definitely pretty bitter about the New Balances, though. Because I feel like I keep having bad luck where all the shoes I like aren't the popular ones. And then I win like 3 pairs, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll just enter one raffle because I don't want to buy 4 pairs. But like I would have entered both colorways if I would have known, and on both websites.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be that hard to get. And they had 8.5 in when I got on the school computer, and I could probably wear an 8.5 in those, but I really don't like it when my shoes are big, so I just didn't. I mean, I guess I could have sold them and then got another pair, but that's a lot of work. Like,
that is work.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And then since today was Thursday, our lunch was sooner than normal, and I did not get a chance to attempt to get the Born and Raised ones, but I don't think it would have happened because it seems like they sold out in like 1 minute.
Yeah, those had a bunch of talk behind them, I know.
Yeah, and the resale price is donkey donk.
Redonk. Oh, and then I got these. I haven't decided if I'm gonna like keep them running them or not.
Oh, I've heard those are comfortable. I don't know how they would be actually be for running though.
It's like super light, so I don't know. We'll see.
Nice.
Just random stuff, you know. And then I have my now my shoe shelf doesn't even show up in my camera anymore, but I have my burgundy fives on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I wore those. They're pretty dope.
I'm on 21 days of not repeating a shoe.
How many more days you got in you?
I think about like 8 or 9.
Oh,
I did wear my Birkenstocks one day because it was for Spirit Week. But I'm going to have to wear, I'm going to have to save my Air Forces. Tomorrow I either need to wear my Air Forces or my shoes from your wedding, because those are the only two shoes that I think I have left I can wear on Friday when we wear purple. I've worn like all of my neutral colored shoes already.
Yeah, run out of those pretty quick, I suppose.
And I only have 2 pairs that have purple in them, so
It's a conundrum. You're running out.
Yeah, but that should be, I think I'd run out before I got to the Friday after this one anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on a journey. Today I took a picture. I made a highlight reel, I think I told you. And one of my students, he's not in my class right now, but he has a 0 hour and then he doesn't have a class again until like second hour because he's doing running start and he just has a couple classes at the school. So sometimes he comes in during first hour since I don't have a class and this other girl comes in all the time too and they just like sit there. But he's been trying to help me come up with my poses, but he keeps wanting to take the picture for me. And I was like, I did let him take one once, but I was like, I'm on a journey and I need to do this myself.
This is my journey.
And so now he's like, well, it's actually Nate. He's probably listening. And now he's just like, I know you don't want me to help because like you're on your journey. Like it's just like a whole bit.
You're on your journey. You're spiritual awakening. Yeah.
But he had his base in there today. So I put some chair. It was actually his idea. So I put some chairs together like this. And then I stood on it and was like playing the bass.
Wow.
Yeah. Super. Oh, no. Paul.
Oh. Are you back? You cut out a little bit.
It's the USB one because you can't touch it.
Whee!
Yeah. I need to check and make sure that it's actually using it. Input, output. Okay. Bless. That was how come I wasn't using that cord because for some reason the USB port on this adapter is more rickety than the.
Wow. That is something.
Yeah. It's so. I don't like the pants I had on, but whatever.
You know, you do it as it comes to you.
Yeah.
Is my camera doing this weird, like, can you see shadow like slowly scroll down?
See like weird stuff on your white wall where it looks like a light flickering.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, why is that happening?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Well,
how do you feel about the fact that this is our 100th episode and we've made like $6?
$6? Dude, that's so much.
Actually, I don't even know if it's that much. I'd have to check.
It's probably not.
It was four. It's at least four.
Woo! And we're like, what? 800 in the red?
Yeah, I mean, I bought this computer, but I would have needed a new one anyway, so. That's not really.
Yeah, that don't count.
Oh, $6.03.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Dude, you could buy like a soda with that.
You could buy 2 for $5 red monsters.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Treat yourself.
Yeah, man. But, yeah.
How does it make you feel? 100. And what was it like? Are we on 3 years ago or was it just 2 years ago?
It was a little over two. We just took like that month off and then switched to every other episode. So it's kind of.
Yeah, I've been dragging out a little bit, you know?
Every other week, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to market stuff. So I kind of figured that anyways. But I thought that, you know, it wouldn't be that terrible to at least have like a steady incline. Whoa, what happened to your picture?
I unplugged.
Oh. I just like looked up and was like, what the hell?
Open sesame. There we go.
Anyways, I thought that there would at least be like a minuscule amount of growth, not just like the same number. You know what I mean?
The same steady.
Like plateau. I figured even if it only got to like 200, at least it grew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, yeah. And I don't have time to advertise full time and I don't have money to advertise. So.
Nah, man. It's too much work.
For real.
So we'll see about switching it up in the future. Do something a little different. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how that would really work, though.
Just have one solid game night a month?
What? Sorry. They just changed the subscriptions. You used to be able to upload 3 hours a month on this website for free and it would host indefinitely, but now the free version is 2 hours each month and episodes are only hosted for 90 days.
Oh wow, really cutting it down, huh?
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if that's how come I didn't cancel it when I looked at it last time, because I know I looked at it once and was like, maybe I should like downgrade it because, you know what I mean? Like, but then is it, but sorry, this is not fun for the 10 listeners, but I'm going to need to research that because if we downgrade, are all the old episodes going to be listed indefinitely?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, that's true.
Interesting. I wonder when they switched that.
Cracking down, trying to get people's money. Damn it.
I don't think. Anyways.
Anyway, fun behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know.
Solid.
I don't really have much to say. My week's been weird because our games were on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah. So I went for a run and I didn't work out the other 3 days because I keep trying to wake up to go for runs, but then it's like dark out and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a pain.
I don't know.
True that. I ran in the dark for a little while. I was not really a big fan. And I got chased that one time.
Wait, you got chased?
Yeah, I got chased by a guy who thought I was like, I don't know. I was just like jogging past his house and he was like smoking on his porch and he thought I was like trying to rob him or something. Like I was sneaking around his property. I was like, dude, I'm on the sidewalk running. I don't know what you want from me. Yep. Good times. So have you played any more of the good old Final Fantasy VII?
No, I haven't really had time and other people use my TV.
What chapter were you on again?
Five.
Five? You say there was 19?
I think there's 18.
18? Nice, dude. So you're like a fourth of the way done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I started it like 2 years ago, but whatever.
You started it back kind of when it came out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. So you never played the original either, right?
No, but didn't I like buy the original version for my Switch?
Yeah, I think you do have it on there because I played it through on the
Switch. I think I started it. I did like 10, 15 minutes probably.
Solid. You did like parts of the first mission.
Yeah. Just the same mission that I had like already done on the new one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. They at least kind of line up there. But I mean, there is, once you get into the game a little more, there's a decent amount of differences between the new one and the old game. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun. But I was actually thinking about like trying to play that one again, but I was like, I need to get the Crisis Core one, the prequel that came out a little bit ago. Well, the remake came out a little bit ago. And I was like, maybe I should try to beat that before the new one comes out in February.
Is that your goal?
Maybe. I don't have the game yet, though, so I haven't really decided. Mm. Yeah. I don't think it's super long, though. I could probably do it. I did make it through the DLC of Pokemon. So that came out, 2 weeks ago. And I got through all that and I'm all done, caught up. I've been making progress. Nice. And I haven't been able to push forward the second playthrough of Final Fantasy 15 yet. Or 16. We're on 16 now. Shit.
Yeah. Jeez, bitch.
Yeah. Can't remember. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. And you've got like baseball, softball things.
Yeah, and we're not great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, we're so good. And slow pitch is weird. Like the 3-hour game yesterday, I just don't understand. Because it was JV and we were playing our like JV or C team girls instead of the girls who normally start, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like literally a rule where you can't start a new inning after 1 hour, 45 minutes. But we kind of like forgot that. So we didn't like bring it up. And then it was like 2 hours and 15 minutes in. And the coach was like, isn't there like a rule? Like she was like asking us. And at that point we were like, whatever. And then I don't know why they even had to start the second game. It was 6:11 or something when we got done with the first game. And the sun sets at 6:40.
Yeah.
We played two half hour. We literally played two innings.
Yeah. I guess you got your money's worth? ?
I don't know.
Yeah, that one's strange. Different.
Yeah, and since it's slow pitch and there's not very many teams, we play a double hitter against every team. And since that was just an added game, like we were just playing their JV and we already played Walla Walla's varsity team here on Tuesday, guess where we're going again?
Walla Walla?
Yeah.
Nice. You'll really get to know your opponents.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, I guess.
I don't know. Their coach is kind of a dick.
Oh, really? Just to like everybody?
Well, he let them run the score up. Like we couldn't pitch strikes because slow pitch is kind of hard. There's like a foot range that the ball is supposed to fit in, mm-hmm. like because it goes up like a parabola or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And literally, like they scored 16 runs in like the second inning or something, and 11 of them were walked in. And I was like, bro, just have someone leave the bag. Like, why are you running the score up that high? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, I don't get it because we lost like 27-4 or something. In three innings, because you get 15 runs. And, like, jeez. Most of the runs were walked in. And I was like, no other coach I've ever played against has just, like, more than 10 runs, just kept letting the in one inning. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
usually you pump the brakes a little bit at 10.
Yeah, I was like, and some of them, like, were hittable. Like, they're hittable, they're just not slow pitch strikes. And I was like, tell them to at least be, like, aggressive. Jesus.
Yeah, get something going, huh?
Anyways.
Yeah, that's a good time. I guess you learn that way. I don't know what you learn. Really? Yeah, just get beat, you know, it happens.
Yeah. Anyways, what I'm realizing right now is that I'm probably going to have to switch hosting sites to something that will keep the episodes up when I stop paying. Because apparently on Buzzsprout, you have to pay $5 a month now.
And you didn't before, or
no? Before on the free plan, it still hosted. I thought, unless I'm wrong, maybe it was always 90 days. But when we first started, we switched pretty soon to the paid one because our episodes were all like an hour long, and you could only host 3 hours for free.
Yeah.
So I think only like the first month we didn't pay for it because then because we had a lot of months where or weeks where we had like an hour and a half. And I wonder if I looked this up before and then forgot, because when we switched to every other week, I was like, oh, I can downgrade now. And I wonder if this is why I didn't downgrade and I just forgot, because it was like during softball and I was all tired, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, I thought I was going to do that. Like, why didn't I? So,
yeah.
Because I feel like there had to have been a reason where I was like, oh, I'm going to investigate that later. And then I just never did.
Yeah.
And I definitely forgot that I was paying for Zoom. So I should actually do that now because I never did it.
For you, Zoom?
But yeah, that's like $38 a month or something.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Well, I guess we could talk about something a little more fun.
Yeah, geez. We're just telling everyone our like life problems.
Yeah, there are a lot of them, you know?
Yeah, for real. Plan.
But yeah, I just thought we'd talk about, you know, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Not remake was announced. So I figured we just talk about, you know, some of the remake and how you were enjoying it up to the level that you've been to and, you know, kind of my thoughts on it and see if I want to, I don't know, play through it again and try to get good.
Do you not think that you're good?
Well, I tried to play the first boss on hard difficulty, like did that whole level and I got my ass kicked. So, I mean, I can do it on obviously the normal game mode just fine, but it was a trophy to beat the entire game, every chapter on hard mode. And like, you can't heal. There are like all these weird stipulations that are put on you, and it was a pain in the ass. So,
you're not going to get the trophy?
I don't think so, because that's a huge undertaking. It's much more manageable to go for it in like 16, where I just have to play through it again. It is also a harder mode, but harder mode in 7, like taking your ability to heal and do all this, that's tough.
Yeah.
And I don't got that kind of time, you know, to be playing and get angry.
Yeah. Or the energy, really.
Yeah. Have there been any missions in your chapters that have given you trouble yet, or are you staying pretty good so far?
No, I feel like it's not that hard because you can cure yourself really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go down, then you can still cure yourself.
Yeah, get the other character, Phoenix down, something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that honestly, part of it nice. I use Cloud's Cure spell more than like any other spell because it's just easy. It's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, there was some weird rule about mana in the hard mode too that I don't think you can like regen or something like that. So I don't know. It's a lot. If there's anyone out there listening that's beating it on hard mode, my hat's off to you. I guess I don't know how you did it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend that kind of time.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah, screw it with a driver.
Screw it. So what was chapter 5? Did you say you did like the motorcycle ride or whatever?
Yes, and then I went like I did that whole mission mm-hmm. that you do when you go to her mom's house.
Yeah.
And then you go to the plant and then you fight all these big fat boy robots and then you go back.
Oh, because you were like hanging out in the
yeah, base, and I went right? and I went back to the base again, I thought.
You're like playing darts and shit.
Yeah, that was before I did the motorcycle thing though.
Oh, okay. So I vaguely remember where you are. That part's not bad. There's also a weird trophy that you need to get praised by Jesse at the end of the biking minigame, and I think you just can't get hit to do that. So I never got that either. Shame.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just looked up what chapter 5 is. So then I'm like with Tifa and I ride the train, and then we have to get off the train because we're being attacked. Like they scan, they do like a surprise scan, mm-hmm. and then you're in like the tunnels and you're fighting all the monsters, and there was like goopy rat guys.
Oh boy, you just cut out hard there.
Oh, did you hear me say goopy rat boys?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Goopy rat boys.
Yeah, I think that I found like a mini boss goopy rat guy, a grass strike. And then I think I stopped when I got to him because it was way more intense than I thought it was going to be, and I was unprepared. It's a queen. Maybe it's the queen.
I am unprepared for this.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's like right at the end of chapter 5, maybe.
Okay. Well, you're making progress. Try to get just more progress, you know, someday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of like the fighting in compared to like Kingdom Hearts?
I mean, I don't feel like it's that different. And I'm not really strategic when I fight.
You just button mash?
Well, I know what the buttons do, but like, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it seems similar enough to me, I guess.
Yeah, you never played Kingdom Hearts 3 either, did you?
No, because I haven't finished 2 yet.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Look at all these games.
But hey, I only started that like 5 years ago, so I've got at least another 11 years before I need to finish it.
Boy, that's a long timeline. So you're basically saying for Final Fantasy 7, we're like 20 years out.
Well, no, I'm just comparing it to to Kingdom Hearts 1, which I started in 6th grade and finished in like 2018.
Yeah, that was an impressive time jump there.
Well, listen, but three consoles, you know, like we just, it was a thing.
Starting over a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understood. But you can be, it's okay. You can go faster if you want to.
No. I like taking it slow.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah. I like the fact that I haven't played Breath of the Wild since like my birthday.
And you've got a lot of work to do in that game.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I still haven't. I've got a lot to play in the Tears of the Kingdom. Like I kind of put that one down for Final Fantasy 16, and there is a lot to be done in that I have not done. So
I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, the list is ever growing.
10-10, big buddy.
10-10. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. It's 8:06. Nice try though.
That's 10:06 Central Time.
Whoa. Still not 10:10, but we're getting closer.
Nice. Round up.
Yeah. So I guess I brought up like some differences between the two games, but I didn't want to go through all of them because you haven't beaten it yet.
Yeah.
Is
there spoilers?
Not really on this list. I mean, The main differences are one you already know because you saw Sephiroth already.
Yeah.
And you see him pretty early in the remake. But in the original game, you don't see him for like a long time. Like you hear about him a lot, but it takes a long time for him to pop up in the story and like physically see him. And like all those wraiths and weird stuff that are in the new one, those are not in the old one.
They remind me of Dementors.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they are. Pretty similar design, really. They seem to suck the life out of everything.
Just like some people I know.
Oh, wow. Called out. You know who you are.
Yeah.
So the people in Avalanche, like, what is it, Jesse, Wedge, and Biggs? They get to be like actual characters in this remake, where before they were like, you barely talk to them. They're just like side characters. So that part's kind of fun. You get to know new characters a little bit better. Never hurts. You feel like the characters are actually fleshed out and not
they're just not gonna pinch you.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. There are obviously new combat elements because this is not turn-based. Go figure. And there's a bunch of new bosses, like that thing you ran into. It probably wasn't a boss in the first one.
The gash strike thingy.
Yeah. And the thing that you, the guy you fight at the end of the motorcycle run, he's not in the first game at all.
He didn't really seem like he had a purpose, except that he was just a cool guy.
He's a cool guy and he wants to fight and he rides a motorcycle. And that's about all that you need. Rosh or whatever his name is. Rosh?
Something weird.
Yeah. There were no side quests in the first game because side quests weren't really a thing on old games. So go figure that. Yeah, I won't spoil that
one. You get there.
there's a couple on here. Eventually there is a Colosseum that you get to, and that whole area is different. It's pretty cool.
Like a fighting Colosseum or like a sports Colosseum?
Fighting.
Like Gladiator. Like the place in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, pretty much. You can go through trials with different characters. Cloud as a character is way more fleshed out in this new one because you know they're
is he hotter?
Duh. Those like high quality graphics. I mean, a lot was left to the imagination before, but now it isn't, if you know what I mean.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Like his booty.
Like that booty. And that Tifa booty as well.
Oh wow.
The Dementors, they're called Whispers. I forgot about that. So, I mean, there's a couple other ones, but I don't want to spoil a couple things for you. So I'm going to let you eventually get to them. But those are the main differences. And then obviously there's some big plot points that I don't know if you know or not from the original.
I don't think I really know anything about the plot except that Cloud is being haunted and something to do with Sephiroth and something happened with his hometown, like fire or burned or something. Something tragic. Tragic. Wow.
Trajectory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all fairly accurate. But the path of some of the characters in the new game does not follow the old game. And I'll leave it at that. So they leave themselves some room to kind of rewrite the story. I mean, that's why... That's why the second part is called Rebirth. Because they're like, hey, you know, this is still, you know, a remake of a game, but we're doing it a little differently. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Those are kind of the main changes. I mean, that was like, I played that game so much when it was like peak COVID lockdown. And yeah. it was so hard to sit at the table and like know that the PlayStation was over there. Like, oh, I could just go play that right now. So. Tough times, you know, stay-at-home mandates back then.
I thought you were saying stay-at-home mandates, and I was like, what?
That too, I guess. You know, you stay at home, you're a man.
You have good days, time. Yeah.
There are days that happen. So, yeah, I guess, what do you have any other thoughts on the game? Are you enjoying it so far? enough on a Kendra level to continue with it, or?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty fun. I made it further than I did in Skyrim.
That's true. Skyrim's a really big game too.
Yeah. And that was like right at the beginning of COVID, and I didn't even keep playing it.
Were you playing that on the Switch?
No, on my PlayStation 4.
Your PlayStation? I think I have it for my Switch. I can't remember. I was playing it. I played it a little bit for a little while, but I can't really remember where I landed with it. I think I got farther than you.
I think I made it to like the second dragon.
Second dragon? There are lots
of
dragons.
There's like one in like a grassy hill cemetery thing or something. I think that's where it was.
Hmm. Okay.
Couldn't really tell you, man. It's been 3 years.
Here there's a lot of talk of the next Elder Scrolls game, so that should be interesting.
I don't know much about it. Talk about your mom.
Oh, is there? Wow. I had no idea. All good things, I hope.
For sure.
This, I don't know how I feel about this webcam. I might have to mess with it.
It's making your face very facial.
There's like, I still don't understand this whole light thing. If there's like some kind of settings I need to play with to make it work. Well, we'll figure that out.
Everything's really zoomed in.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know if there's a way I can control that either. Oh, there is a zoom. Whoa, but it only goes off. Wow.
That was beautiful, Scott. I hope you know that I really enjoyed that on my end.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it made the 100th episode worth it.
Yeah, that's what we were really striving for today. Yeah,
to just have zoomed in Scott's face.
Whoa, now I'm blurry.
Wow, that's better, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe it's something with this. No, that doesn't look like it's doing anything.
You're just messing with the contrast.
Yeah. And I don't remember what it was on. Who knows? I'm not good with tech.
Yeah, you're not.
Oh, dude. Check it. I can pan over to my shoe.
Whoa. That made me a little dizzy.
Those are the Burgundy Fives.
Hell yeah.
Check them out.
Reflective tongue.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it was on zero. This is too much power.
Yeah.
Up and down, too. Holy crap.
You know, every time I stay there, I look at that purple Reebok sweater that's like a men's small, and I'm just like, man, this would fit me.
Yeah, you want it?
Maybe. I could wear it on Fridays.
It was like super, super cheap. So I was like, maybe I'll see if it's sold on eBay. And I'm in the eBay black hole right now. No, I'm like your dye shop right now on eBay. I'm
getting zero views. Except you didn't spend hours making what you're selling on eBay.
Right. Yeah. I just took pictures and bought it. So yeah. So I have got that thing has zero views on it. So
wow.
It's not moving the needle, as they say.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I have listed in my eBay right now. Just some random shit, I think.
That's the sad part is I think I have like, there's got to be like almost $10,000 worth of stuff on my eBay.
Well.
It needs to move.
You could buy 10,000 more stuffs with that.
Yeah, I could. Got to keep the cash flow going though. It's not really coming in right now. It's only going out.
Yeah.
What do I get? I might get paid this Friday, actually. So that'll help a little bit.
I get paid in 3 hours and 45 minutes, and I'm excited because I have no money left.
I'm not counting at all.
Yeah. Well, because I'm buying stuff for other people now, too. So
true. Yeah. I got mouths to feed.
Well, I don't have to do that part.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I mean, I don't know if you had anything else to go over for the game. This has been kind of a
I don't even know what we're talking about. I'm so confused about anything that's been said. Because that's just where I'm at in my life right now, I guess.
Oh.
This is our kind of lame 100th episode.
Yeah. We didn't like pop the streamers or anything. We're like,
woo-hoo. Yeah, because I haven't had time the last 2 days because I've had games. And then I was like, man, there was probably something that I could have like done. Here.
I mean, there's always something, but yeah, I think we're extra busy lately, unfortunately. And that's just how it be.
And yeah, and when I edit and make all the reels, which I have been doing 1 week late for some reason, the reels, not the editing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at least probably like 3 hours now because I can streamline it.
That's so a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. You want to talk about what your potential idea is?
So this is where I'm coming from on it is, you know, Kendra just told you about how crazy her life is and how much time she puts into this. I put in a little time, but not that much compared to her.
And yeah, I'm just over here with my time and my money that I completely forget about.
Yeah, yeah. She's been like paying for services that I didn't know we absolutely needed. And it was too much. I know there was some point that I back paid you for some Zoom.
I think you gave me like $200 like at one point.
Yeah, so I think that would have been like a year's worth, but I can't remember. But yeah, I mean, kind of where we're at, she said we've made $6. We made $6. We spent a lot of time. I can tell you we spent a lot more money than that to do all this, especially if you value Kendra's time even at like $10 an hour. So my idea to make it more fun for us, and you know, maybe it would create spontaneous, better combustion. And content would be just like, I pretty much have everything to stream on Twitch. We could set Kendra up, get her playing these games like Final Fantasy VII and Kingdom Hearts 2 and the things that we're just not getting her through. Mm-hmm. Kind of watch her play. We kind of do like, you know, funny commentary. I'm hanging out in the background, kind of watching.
Yeah, we're pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, especially if, you know, we're not like, we have something else to focus on. There's something else to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's hard levels that we're having trouble getting through, we can kind of pass back and forth. And then, you know, we maybe have one huge recording day a month and we get like 3 or 4 episodes out of it. And then we can space it out. You know, we can still do custom intros and things like that, but it'll allow people who are actually interested to pop into Twitch and be like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, you can actually hang in the chat, say hi. And then for those who listen in other places like YouTube or whatever, we'll still break up episodes, upload them. It'll be primarily like gameplay in the back with, you know, our face cams here or there. But I don't know. That's just what I think. Because then it turns into more of a hang for you and me instead of feeling like work.
Yeah.
And we can kind of get you some progress in games and, you know, have a good time. But that's where I'm at on it. I don't know if that sounds good to anyone who listens, but yeah.
Yeah. I guess let us know.
Yeah.
I don't know how the 1 day a month thing would work, but.
In which aspect?
Like if we have to do it in person.
I mean, most of the time, either one of us is at the other place and at least once a month, it seems like.
That's true.
Because, I mean, it's not like we have to do it here. We could do it. You have good enough internet to do it at your place. We just have to set up kind of a room for it, probably.
It's true, too.
Yeah.
My office is a disaster right now.
Dude. This room's kind of a disaster right now because I thought I was going to have a guy to come by the big German thing and then some speakers, and then he dropped out on me. So
how dare he?
Yeah. I was going to free up some space and put up this shelf. But here we are.
You have a shelf?
Yeah, it was on our registry and someone bought it for us for the wedding. And it's huge and we have like nowhere to put it. So we're like, maybe we can put it on this wall. Huh. But there's a whole bunch of crap in here.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I guess that's kind of where we're at for the podcast. Real
if
exciting.
If you were expecting something cool for our 100th episode, you were fooled.
Joke's on you. It's still on the way somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's whatever. Because I feel like we could, like, even stream and do stuff, you know, and have, like, Ian and folks on the Discord kind of just hanging. You know, we almost do this. I mean, not you as much lately because you're busy, but this is pretty much what we do on Saturdays anyway.
That's true.
It's kind of how I feel about it. Because I've been actually running the capture card, running stream stuff. Now I this next weekend, maybe I'll try to do it and like actually hit record. I guess not this weekend, but the weekend after, and see what it'll be like. So I don't know. I set up the Twitch. It's like 5mm gaming. So there you go.
Yeah, I saw the email in the thing. And I was like, what the hell is this email? And then I was like, oh, Scott must have done the thing. Because I was like, why is there a Twitch email to this account? Like, I was like so confused. I was like, what? My brain processed it a little slow. That's
okay. Yeah. And I have like the broadcast streaming software tied to that. So in theory, I should be able to just load it up, hit stream and record, and it should just tie right into Twitch and we're good to go. The only part that I'll need to figure out is the cameras, which is why I bought a new webcam.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it by ear, figure something out.
Yeah. We're smart.
There she goes.
We're smart. We can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess we'll just stop this episode.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we've kind of chatted with what we want to.
Yeah.
Make the announcement for the 4.5 people that are here. What's up? Mm-hmm.
There might be more than 4.5 people.
Maybe.
You don't know that.
I don't know much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know a lot of stuff. What are you talking about?
No, some things.
Anyways, yeah. So, I guess like and subscribe and download our episodes still and share us with your friends and family and your friends who are your family and your family who's more like friends and family. Yeah. And you can still send us an email to 5FIBEMoreMinutesPod@gmail.com and interact with our shit.
Interact. And if you really want to impress us, if you go give us a follow on Twitch or something early at that 5mm gaming, then we'll know that you're a real fan and you're actually here for it. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess bye and like make good choices and shit.
Yeah, we're clocking out. Next time we see you, we'll look a little different. But you know,
we will.
Well, the format will. Oh, whatever.
Okay. I thought you meant like my face, and I was like, whoa,
I'm going to get plastic surgery.
Yeah, well, your face kind of looks different because your picture quality is better
because you can actually see my face now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Amazing technology. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess with that, we'll clock out till next time then.
Yeah, bye.
See you.